guys are gonna do it, and it will explain the game rules here.
Okay, this is the time for the public hearing on an ordinance to establish the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2009. We'll start this hearing with a presentation by Mr. Baker and other members of county staff. After the presentation, we will have an opportunity for public comment by anyone who is here and wishes to be recognized. And when you are recognized, if you wish to speak, come down to the podium, state your name and address before you make your statement. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Good morning. We would like to summarize and highlight some of the important points regarding this proposed budget. And
this budget was assembled by the budget committee. I don't know if I need this. This budget was assembled by the budget committee based on departmental input and requests. It was presented at the May 20th County Council meeting, and our budget committee consists of Ms. Gina Jennings, who since then has had a baby, and she's not with us today. Kathy Roth, our budget director, who is here, Susan Webb, and myself. And I'd like to thank them for their help. What we'd like to do is just highlight some of the important features of the budget and not go into as much detail as we did a few weeks ago. This shows the total budget, proposed budget, $142 million. It is about $113,000 less in total than the current year budget. But if you look at the general fund, at the $54.8 million, that is $3.1 million less than this year's budget. So we've reduced our operating funding. Also, if you look at the county sewer and water district, this is operations and debt service costs for our sewer and water districts. That is down 7%, $2.4 million. So we've tried to, given the facts about the economics today, we've tried to reduce our budget, or operating budgets in particular. The rainy day fund, $9.9 million. This is in our general fund, about 17% of the budget. This is as per our most recent audit. This is a pie chart reflecting the revenues, the general fund and community development, basically non-sewer and water revenues that we have. The largest, again, still is realty transfer tax, almost 32% of the budget. We're estimating $17.9 million in revenue from the realty transfer tax. That is down from $22.4 million. That's down 20%. And that is simply due to the housing economy and the change. Property tax is 22%, $12.5 million. That is our second largest revenue, followed by fees for services, the state paramedic grant, which covers 40% of the cost of paramedic services statewide, and in our case that is $5.4 million, and then pension fund revenue. We are reimbursing ourselves for the gross pension cost for our pensioners. Realty transfer tax is again, is our largest non-sewer and water revenue. We are estimating $17.9 million. What we wanted to show you is that it's roughly half of what it was a few years ago in 2005 and 2006, and that is solely because of a change in the economy. So we're trying to make do with less and trying to continue without making changes to important county services. And back one more, Eddie. This budget shows other building-related revenues. Not only are our revenues affected for the realty transfer tax, but there are other revenues such as recorder deeds, fees. Wrong button. Keep going. Okay, recorder deeds fees, which we are estimating for the next year's budget, $3.8 million, which was, as you can see, was $5.8 million in 2004, and it's been in the $5 to even $4 million this range this year. There are decreases there. Private road inspections, if you look at, this is a service that we provide, our engineering department provides. It was $2.2 million in 2006. Now we're estimating $500,000. So these are some of the other revenues that have affected our budget. Appropriated reserves used in the general fund budget. At the same time, we've tried to reduce our need to use available funds in the general fund, because this is the operating part of our budget. This is the bread and butter part of our budget that pays for our staff and our base services. So this is down to $2.5 million in the proposed budget. And in 2008, it was 4.4, and in previous years, it was even higher what we budgeted. With that, I'll turn it over to Mrs. Webb, who will talk about the general fund expenditures that are proposed.
Thank you. As David discussed the revenues, I'll be discussing the expenditures. This graph shows the budgeted general fund expenditures over the last 5 years. And like the revenues, the expenditures have also shown a peak over the last 3 years, 2007 and 2008, and are down in 2009 as well, a little over $54 million in total. And this has been the lowest it's been in the last 3 years. Here's the allocation of the general fund and community development expenditures, or how our county's departments break down. Our largest expenditure is the paramedic program. It's down 1.5%, but it's 24% of our general fund budget. The second largest is the finance and data processing department, which includes accounting, information systems, assessment, building code, etc. And the third largest department, if you can see it there, is the grants. Our grant and aid package, which is 12% of our general fund budget. Here's more detail of our grant and aid programs. Our grant and aid is our third largest department in the general fund. More than half of our grant and aid program is for public safety between the police and the fire company grants. The police includes the state and local police grants. The state police grant is $1.9 million, is a contract we have with the state for 40 extra state police officers in our county, in Sussex County. And the local law enforcement grant is the $525,000 in total. We allocate $25,000 to each town that has a police force or a town police force. The fire company grants at $3.4 million. We've maintained the same level of funding for the fire companies in fiscal year 09 as in 08. Our open space program is part of our grant and aid program. We're again pleased to provide funding for the open space program in the 2009 budget. We budgeted $750,000. We feel it's important to show the county's commitment to open space even in more difficult times when our revenues are down. This is a list of parcels that we have preserved through development rights or easements, and this includes over 3,000 acres in the county that we have preserved. Here's a little more detail of our public safety budget. It's $23 million of our general fund budget, 41%. The fire service, as I mentioned earlier, $2 million includes fire services, $2 million, and ambulance service, $1.5 million for the BLS reimbursement. There's been no change in funding this year. Paramedic department, $13.6 million. The state police subsidy, $1.9 million. Local law enforcement and emergency preparedness, which is our 911 dispatch summer, all make up our public safety budget. Here's a slide just to show the calls handled by the Sussex County Emergency Medical Services and the growth in that department from 1994 to 2007. In 1994, we had a little over 8,000 calls, and now in 2007, we're up to almost 17,000 Just in the last 5 years, that's been a 39% increase. And in the last 5 years, we've added 2 new stations. Our library budget. Our libraries are funded by a dedicated portion of the property tax, county grants, and the mobile home placement tax. The $6.3 million for our libraries is made up of our 3 county libraries, our 11 independent libraries listed here, and the capital programs for our libraries. This is the graph of the local library funding, which are those 11 independent libraries, from 04 to our budget that we're proposing today, fiscal 09. You'll see 2 large peaks here. What we've done is change some of the funding. We dedicated the capitation tax to the libraries in 05, and then last year we reallocated a portion of the property tax, and they got a little more funding that way. Now Kathy will talk about some of our other special programs.
I'm going to be covering the personnel benefit highlights. The first change we have from last year is we're doing a 2% performance review increase, or a $750 minimum. This is different from prior years. We used to have a COLA before, which was a guaranteed 2%. So we've changed that this year. The next 2 bullet points are our pension contribution and our benefit pension contribution. This year it's at 22%. This is an 8% decrease from the prior year. All the other benefits have stayed the same this year. The only thing we have changed is the bottom, the flex spending account. This is a new program we're implementing this year. This will allow the employees to put pre-tax dollars aside for daycare and medical costs. The next thing I'm going to cover is our community development program. This is a rehabilitation and assistance program. It's currently at $1.4 million this year, and we're planning to do 62 rehabs, as well as fund 75 utility connections. Capital improvements this year, these are non-water and sewer. This chart is different than our original presentation. This shows revenues for 2007 through 2009. This year it's at $16.4 million. $16 million of this is from appropriated reserves. These funds have been set aside, or some of these funds have been set aside from prior year projects, but we're hoping to get these projects done this fiscal year. The goal was to use appropriated reserves versus using loans for bonds from bonds and borrowing funds. Our capital programs is $16.4 million. $10.1 million of this is for the industrial air park. The county's funding the industrial air park with the hope of spurring our local economy and diversifying our economy here in the county. Now I'm going to turn it back to Mr. Baker.
One of the concerns that we have is possible state legislation to change the realty transfer tax formula for funding. And I know many of you have heard this before, but we have a list of changes that we could look at if there is a change in that formula. So this list shows some of the major items that, for instance, the state police program, which we talked about, our economic development efforts at the airport and industrial park to provide, which help provide additional jobs for Sussex County residents, sewer grants, which we've reduced considerably. This number was over $2 million this year, and it's been reduced over the last few years. Some library expansion projects, fire service funding, town local law enforcement grants. These are some of the things that we would have to look at and look at very closely if there was a major change in funding. One of the proposals that's been talked about is to reduce it by a third, reduce the county share by a third, which would be about a $6 million difference. So these would be some of the things that we would look at, open space and so on. The recommended budget does not assume that the realty transfer tax formula will be maintained at its current level, and that's what we are working with the state, and hopefully that will be a result. Budget highlights.
Different departments.
Again, no property tax increase is recommended. The average county tax for a single-family home, $103. Plus, there is an additional amount for school tax. The average county tax for a manufactured home, $41. 21%, this is with a 21% decrease in anticipated realty transfer tax and housing industry-related revenues. Again, we've tried to use available funds and maintain existing services without increasing property taxes. The budget reflects a 5.4% decrease. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Mr. Griffin to open up the public hearing.
Did any members of council have any questions they would like to ask of any of the presenters before we open this to public?
No, I think we're good, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Kramer's got his hand up. Would you lead off? Everybody will be given a chance who wishes to say something.
Gimme. My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road. You're right, gimme. That's exactly what the state wants you guys to do. They want you to get in bed with the devil. You know, when you get in bed with the devil, you get burned. And now they want you to take over the dogs. They're going to bite you.
I thought you said we've already gone to the dog.
Last year you were one half. Now they want you to get you 100%. So what do you want? Throw it back to them. Let them dogs bite them in the butts. Don't you get bit in the butt. Well, anyhow, then they want to give you to paramedics. Some away from there, land preservation, and all that. And you guys are going to sit up here and let them get away with it, ain't you? Of course, there's no excuse.
Mr. Kramer, they just found $63 million.
I know, but guess what?
The crunch is off.
But guess what they want to do with it? They want to throw it away and build a school. When they should put it on the budget, but they ain't got no brains to get out of wet weather. What do you expect? If any one of them had a, there's only one of them up there has got a brain. And that is a Republican. And
wash your mouth out.
I got to admit, for the most part, you guys have done a fair job as far as the budget is concerned here. And kept us from raising taxes. You know, we got a bunch of pigs at the trough just waiting to get up here, and they want the money. For what we don't even have. And of course, got a couple of bloodsuckers too, but it's beside the point. The main issue is, hey, the state of Delaware, there's only one of them, Senator Colin Bonini, is the only one that ever got enough brains because he every year has voted against their budgets, has never voted for a budget. Why should he? Because them guys, they claim they're broke. They ain't broke. But then they want to come down and rob us. Why should they rob us? Because we got a little money. But then if we remove that money, then it costs us more, doesn't it? After a while, they just keep feeding, like Rush Limbaugh says, pigs at the trough. But they're reversing it. They're coming down here to the pig at the trough. And anyhow, now, one thing does aggravate me. We do have now enough money in the budget for the sheriff's office.
For what?
To enable the sheriff to fund for an indebted sheriff to assist in providing added security to county administration during county work days as well as during the county council, planning and zoning, board of adjustment meetings. The funding also includes for training and education of the sheriff's deputies to enable them to restrain or detain individuals only in needed crisis situation while performing their duties or serving as security guard on county property or county functions. Now, this does not provide arrest powers for deputy sheriffs. A number of recent incidents have occurred in which deputies have been threatened while delivering court documents. This training would help deputies to perform better under their duties in difficult situations. Well, since when is this a new issue? They have been threatened for years. And what are you going to do? Train them to use their little pea shooters? Bang, bang! And shoot somebody?
I think they have to be trained anyway because the carry of concealed.
No, they don't.
No?
They're not required to be trained.
They are trained.
They might be trained, but they're not required to.
They are required.
No.
We, okay, if I'm not mistaken, internally we require.
Let's not debate him, please.
Yeah. It's not a state issue. Constitutional issue.
Public hearing, gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Doesn't talk. Matter.
Okay, go ahead.
And you're going to train these guys to detain these people? So and you mean to tell me now when they go out, oh, they've been threatened, so now we got to train them? When years ago, you refused to train them. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to pay the money to train them?
Okay.
Give me a break.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did gentlemen, you do the other way here?
Yes, sir.
Tough act to follow, folks. Did you get all that, Bruce?
Huh?
Thank you for the opportunity to say a few words. Mickey,
have your name and your address
I'm
first.
I'm going to give it to you. Mickey Kerneklian, Kerneklian, 37333 Gale Circle. That's Ocean View, Delaware, 19970. My concern and the reason I'm here today, I'm representing the Banks Harbor Retreat Community, which is a part of the North Millville sewer expansion. But I want to start by saying that you're fortunate, we're fortunate in the county to have people that at least have kept us in touch with what's going on leading up to today. Mr. Baker was very helpful in speaking to me at length the other day, and Ms. Fawcett, Susan Webb, Gary Tung, all have been very, very cooperative, at least have kept us informed, and this is not brand new information. Let me get into the meat of the discussion or what I have in mind.
Mr. Dave, would you like to say something, please?
If I could just interject. We have, actually, there are three public hearings today, but this, I think your comments, if they're related to sewer rates.
That's correct. Not,
they would be more appropriate at the next at the third public hearing, actually, because
we're
that's,
all right back.
This is
we
this
got
is more about
all
the,
separated.
You stacked them up, so
yeah. This is more about the budget. In total, and not sewer rates. Sorry about that.
Right. We just got you.
We'll answer them later.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sure.
10 minutes. A few minutes.
So I got a 2-hour.
You're fine.
Space.
You're fine.
You'll be all right.
Mr. Baker, Mr. Baker will run out there and put some quarters in there for you. We're a full that service. And just explain, Dave, explain that clearly for everybody that we have three hearings and then.
I will.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm John Brady, 33117 Perrydale Green in Lewis. I am the County Recorder of Deeds. I've been coming in front of you for 7 years, thanking you for your budget allocation, following your advice and guidance, and each year coming all that I plan not to spend everything you give me. That's the same thing I plan to do this year.
Absolutely.
I've also been working up at the legislature trying to assist Mr. Godwin, Mr. Baker, the League of Local Governments, so the legislature stays away from the transfer tax. I will report that the month of May appears to have been a better month than last year and in the last few months on transactions down at the Recorder of Deeds. It's been picking up also, according to the Sussex County Association of Realtors, there were more home sales in May than there had been any other month this year. If I'm fortunate in the other thing I'm seeking statewide, this will be the last time I get to address you on a budget issue. I've tried my best with your guidance. I know that it was 0.23 of 1% increase, so I'm not going to spend it. I'm eliminating my travel, and I'm going to get it down to a zero balance so we can do more with less. I didn't do it. I did $161 in travel last year, and I'll eliminate that for this year. I'm eliminating the conferences. And,
I think we're going to ding you too hard for that one, John.
as responsible as a taxpayer, but also as a responsible official, we pride ourselves on being the prudent with the taxpayers' money for this county and all of us, and you'll hear from the other officials. We're all trying to do our best to fit in with your guidelines. I appreciate the opportunity to appear in front of you each year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Very much.
Anybody else concerning the budget? We will have separate hearings regarding sewer rates, sewer and water rates.
Come on, Bill.
Those will follow this one. This is on the budget.
You're right in line.
Morning, Bill.
Good morning. My name is Bill Tobin. I'm president of the Sussex County Volunteer Firemen's Association. I live at 22645 Harbison Road in Harbison, Delaware. Mr. President, council members, Mr. Baker, Mrs. Webb, on behalf of our membership and the fire companies and EMF service, I'd like to thank you for allowing us to continue to serve the community and the money that you've allocated for us. And I want to pass this on. I've also been up all night. It's been a very sad evening, a very sad morning, and I just want you to know that the family that we have created through your paramedic service is thankful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
There's a lady coming down. You can be next.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lisa Smith, and I'm the Resource Development Officer for Sussex County Habitat for Humanity. And I want to thank you all greatly for your past support of our mission. Because of support like yours, we've been able to put eight Sussex County families in simple, decent, and affordable homes this year. Unfortunately, we've recently been denied other requests in the amount of greater than $600,000 from other sources, and we find our request to the County Council even more important than ever before. We've requested $20,000 to be included in the budget. We are working hard to ensure that we can still meet the same level of services last year and build eight more homes next year, but we really do need your support this year to make sure that happens. We know that there's over 4,000 Sussex County families that remain in substandard housing, and we really really hope that we can count on you to help us this year.
I know Kevin did write a letter after we introduced the budget, and we do have that on our file.
Request for yes. $20,000, yes.
I see you threw Richard out, too. That was a good thing. Yeah, no. That's good. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. Oh. Sit down by Bruce. He won't hurt you. Come on. Yes, sir.
Good morning. My name is Dr. Robert Roberts, and I live in Rehoboth Beach, 21272 Bayview Road. And I'm here to talk a little bit about West Rehoboth. Also, with me is Brenda Milburn, who is the executive director of the Community Center and the Youth Program at West Rehoboth. On June the 10th, the Association of Churches recommended that these various committees, which are listed on your paper here, and I'll mention them in a minute, be combined into one committee, a coalition committee, so that a better organized program could be put together for the people of West Rehoboth. And that included the West Side New Beginnings, West Rehoboth Community Land Trust, Citizens Committee for West Rehoboth, and the Coalition for Tolerance and Justice. This committee also includes a number of people of the residents of West Rehoboth. The plan of this is to present an organized program for improvement of the community. We have a short-term goal and a long-term goal. The short-term goal is listed in the paper I think you have. And there's three items there, and this we would like to hopefully be acted upon if possible. The first one is the funding for a rehabilitation of five homes. Last year, the Association of Churches gave us a $50,000 grant, which was used to rehabilitate five homes there in West Rehoboth. These places, a lot of them are in terrible condition. It was badly needed. The program has been successful, and if possible, we would like to extend that program for another year and include five more homes. This is estimated to cost approximately $50,000. The second thing is the problems with the trash pickup. The costs have gone up for, we have dumpsters there for the people. Costs have gone up. Increased in usage. And at times, trash overflows onto the ground. Waste management, which handles this, has imposed fines at times when they've had to do extra work. The money that's been, the cost of the trash pickup runs right around $9,000 a year at the current rates. That's being picked up two dumpsters once a week. Where the money has come from, it's come from the children's fund. Their other funds have been exhausted, so we've had to take funds from the community center for the youth program to pay for garbage pickup. So what we're asking for, at least for a year, to have a little help on that, and that would run at $9,000. The other third item is the street lights, which were originally donated as a private donation, and there's basically the street lights there are owned privately. That bill runs right around $300 a month. So all in all, we're asking one for the rehab of five homes, $50,000, the aid with the trash pickup at $9,000, and the lighting at $3,000. The long-range plan, which we hope to have put together, a comprehensive plan that we hope to present to the Association of Churches in the fall. And this is going to include all aspects of the community, and hopefully we're going to get some substantial grants from other sources. The other thing we want to talk about briefly is that in the fall, we want to have a community trash pickup. This was done 8 years ago, and I understand it was reasonably successful. This is kind of the kickoff for our whole community program. We've talked to the county and the city of Rehoboth, and they've agreed to provide help as well as some vehicles and front-end loaders, whatever is necessary. This is a situation that is badly needed. We have kids playing around in abandoned cars and trailers, and I think it does involve a safety as well as a aesthetic problem for the community. So we want to, hopefully you can give us some help on this and get us started on this new program, and any consideration you can give it would be appreciated. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer them, and Brenda, who is the director there and is involved full-time.
Could you, sir, could you get a letter maybe from the city?
There is a letter here.
We do have one.
Is there a from the city?
You got one today.
Right here. Cool. Right there in there. Okay, I didn't look in there.
We did receive a letter basically addressing the matters that you spoke about today, and it's signed by representatives of the Lewis Rehoboth Area Churches Association, Westside New Beginnings, West Rehoboth Community Land Trust, Citizens Committee for West Rehoboth, and the Committee for Coalition for Tolerance and Justice. This will be made part of the record of the budget hearing.
Okay, what I was going to ask is, could you get a letter from the city of Rehoboth about the community pickup in the fall, which the county participated in a number of years ago, and find out what kind of costs they have associated with that, because each of the councilmen here, especially I'm talking about myself really, we have some funds we can, you know, divvy out for different projects, and so if I could get a number on that, we could do that outside the budget possibly. So if you could give me an idea what the city would do, and I'll match it whatever they're participating in.
I did talk to Mr. Fries and
Greg Fries, right?
And he said that if the county would participate, so would the city.
Okay.
And I assume he's talking about. He has some of it.
You didn't get any dollar cents, though, from him.
Yeah, because, see, the reason I say get a letter from Mr. Fries, because they have the equipment, the county doesn't. So if they would provide their equipment, have a cost associated with their involvement, right. Like I said, I would be glad to match and help with that. So, but I need to have it. We need to have an idea of the numbers, and a letter is what we need. All right, so if you could.
Just one more.
Yes, sir.
The fall pickup is estimated probably require about 10 dumpster loads. We'll try to see if we can get a break on the cost of those dumpsters, getting them in and getting them unloaded.
I think Mr. Baker also expressed, talking to him, that we did receive a letter, it is on file, that we would certainly, you know, talk to waste, or the land, solid waste, and do some things, but
and David,
we have to get first the first
property. Also, if you could find out who the hauler is right now currently pulling out those dumpsters?
That's Waste Management.
Well, maybe if you could discuss with them, they may want to participate also.
Yeah, we'll have an exact figure as close as we can. Okay. The average right. dumpster costs from $350 to $500 right. to be handled.
Yeah, and as Mr. Griffith said, and Mr. Baker and Mr. Dukes, we do have a letter on file, and that we do have we got a hit list in front of us, for lack of a better word. Thank you very much, sir.
Some of these items may be able to address through our current program. So
right, that's what I was alluding to. Right.
Well, that's why we're here, just to hear the concerns, and then we'll give us time to regroup if we're going to do anything. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe she might have. Were you with the gentleman who just spoke?
Yeah, she's.
Did you have a separate statement you'd like to make?
Yes, ma'am. She would. Go ahead.
Don't be shy.
No? I won't. Good morning.
You like Mr. Cole,
my name is Brenda Milburn. I live at 108 Duffy Street in West Rehoboth. I'd like to take this time to thank the council for what they have done for our community and the children. As he spoke about the trash. And the lights is very important for the community. First of all, the lights help keep the community safe, and the trash is a health problem for the children. We need the community, and we need the after-school homework program for the children. West Rehoboth is a community with hope. It's a community with healing. It has the opportunity. It can be preserved, and with preserved, we could have our community for everlasting. We hope that you would take in consideration immediately helping us with the trash and the lights. Again, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
We've handed out a copy of your statement.
Thank you. I'm Esther Shelton, and I'm president of the Sussex County League of Women Voters. And I'm here today to tell you that we really appreciate what you've done for us on the county council budget. It goes, we support the inclusion of funding for the League of Women Voters in the county council budget. We deeply appreciate the county's funding that allows us to print They Represent You, a small brochure that lists all elected representatives as well as key executive branch contacts in the county. This brochure is widely appreciated and used, and is the best one of its type in the state. The small cost for printing is distributing it through public, which we expect to be about $2,600 this year, supplements significant volunteer labor in updating and distributing it through public libraries and various civic organizations throughout the county. We believe it provides an excellent statement about the League's foundational principle of open government. It also supports County Council objectives for fiscal 2009 to maintain public availability to all citizens of the county and encourage citizen participation to assist in making informed decisions. We thank you for this. With regard to encouraging citizen participation to assist in making informed decisions, we would like the entire council to be aware that the League of Women Voters of Sussex County has recently initiated a multi-year Know Your County study. We will be looking at all aspects of county government in an objective manner with the aim of providing citizens with the information about the structure and functions of the county government. Council President Finley Jones has already met with us at an introductory session where he gave us background on the culture of the county government and some specifics about a wide range of county issues. We appreciate his willingness to interact with us and hope to engage in future dialogues with others as we explore specific aspects of county government. Revenue. The League of Women Voters believes that efficient and economical government requires, among other things, adequate financing. Further, responsible government should share in the solution of economic and social problems that affect the general welfare. We were surprised to learn that the county has not raised its share of property taxes for 19 years. Given the incredible development of the county over recent years, it is unclear how needed public services can be provided and kept stable given this fact. Heavy dependence on the realty transfer tax has proven to be an undependable source of revenue. Just at a time when the nation faces recession and our local economy is suffering as a result, causing an increase in the need for public services, these taxes have dropped dramatically. The League also believes that responsible government should maintain an equitable and flexible system of taxation. We strongly support the Assessment Division's objective to assure that equity in existing assessment roles is maintained. We would expect this to be accomplished by adhering to the statutory requirement that assessments reflect market value, Delaware Code Title IX County Taxes 8306, Standard of Assessment. Penalty which states that all property subject to assessment shall be assessed at its true value in money. We question how this can be accomplished when property taxes have not been reassessed for 34 years. Libraries. The League strongly supports free and accessible public library services available to every Delawarean through centralized library systems, state or county, adequately funded and efficiently managed. Accordingly, we strongly support the budget for libraries throughout the county and appreciate the county's increased financial support for all the excellent libraries in the county over the past 5 years. One of the added values of our county's libraries is the availability of public meeting space for classes, lectures, public forums, and other community events. Land use. The League of Women Voters of Delaware has long supported preservation slash protection of farmland and other critical land areas. As development pressures built in recent years, we restudied land use issues and issued a more inclusive position in 2001, which is the basis for our recommendations urging the county to live up to the planning and zoning budget objectives, particularly preparing and recommending changes to the county's land use ordinances, especially those needed to implement the revised land use plan, and stepped up enforcement of existing as well as new development requirements, including amenities, setbacks, buffers, etc., is most critical. The land use plan should support the regulation of growth and optimum use of land through comprehensive planning policy in the public interest, not simply the creation of procedures for developers to follow in accomplishing their private objectives. The plan should note the interconnectedness between land use and transportation planning. Given the fact that Sussex County has the population with the oldest age in the state and that it continues to attract more and more retirees, public transportation must be considered as an important factor. Since transportation is a state function while land use is a county function, it is essential that the county make a concerted, good faith effort to ensure coordination and cooperation with appropriate DelDOT and DART plans and programs. We note the increase in funding for planning and zoning over the prior year from $1,374,680 to $1,428,271, and trust that this increase will be sufficient to enable that department to accomplish its stated objectives with full support from the council. Open space. The League supports favorable tax treatment for farm and non-farm land, open land as part of a comprehensive policy for preserving open land. The county should take action needed to recover lost public revenue when open land is rezoned, subdivided, or sold for development. We trust that this occurs here in Sussex County and would recommend a review of records to ensure that it does. Row offices. We are sympathetic with the county's reduction in funding for the row offices. League of Women Voters Delaware policy calls for a state constitutional amendment to provide for the row offices to be appointive rather than elective, since they have no public policy roles. In addition, the League of Women Voters Delaware believes that the Office of the Clerk of Peace should be abolished. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
George, you're going to be crushed.
Yeah. Pardon me? Gentlemen.
George,
come on.
Oh, we got a gentleman.
Look at
We got two folks coming. One, we don't mind, maybe one could wait on the front row.
Come on, Greg. We'll let
George, you bring music?
George, you're going to be abolished, so hurry up and get up here.
Yeah, we're going to give you a cheer.
We're getting ready to vote on that.
Thank you very much. My name is Ken Bach, and I'm the Deputy Director of CHEER, based at 546 South Bedford Street here in Georgetown, Delaware. I'd like to thank the Council for their continuing support of the programs that CHEER operates for senior citizens throughout Sussex County. This year alone, CHEER will provide over 200,000 meals to 6,000 of our fellow citizens throughout Sussex County. At the same point in time, our Home Services Division will serve 3,700 different individuals, providing over 115,000 hours of service to individuals in their own homes to help them maintain their independence and quality of life here in Sussex County. This would not be possible without the continued support of this County Council, and we appreciate that very much. In considering the budget request for this year, we appreciate the tough economic times that we're all faced with right now. But we would ask that you consider the following things with regards to our programs and the citizens we serve. Our nutrition program, one of our largest programs in CHEER, has an annual operating cost of $1.7 million. 30% of that cost is attributed to raw food, the purchase of raw food. In the past 12 months, we have experienced a 12% increase in the cost of raw food. As each of us goes to the grocery store, we understand what's happening to our grocery budgets. In our case, that's a cost of over $60,000 annually. At the same point in time, fuel costs associated with delivering those meals to our nutrition sites throughout the county, and not including the cost of our volunteers and the mileage that they operate, has increased another $8,500. Increasing the overall cost just in raw food and fuel to deliver those meals over $65,000 for the coming year. In our other programs, the state has reduced or indicated that they're going to be reducing the grant and aid program by 8%. In the case of CHEER, we receive almost $1 million annually through the grant and aid program. Half of that goes directly to the provision of service. The other half of that is attributed to supportive services such as our finance, technology, human resources, and the like. If we receive that 8% reduction in that program, the impact of that on our direct provision of services alone will be over $37,000 that we currently don't have budgeted. We are taking and we continue to take steps, as do you also, to try and reduce costs and to get as much service for the limited resources as we possibly can. But we do ask for the county's consideration as we take a look at these kind of numbers and costs which are beyond our control and which we continue to try and absorb to continue to try and provide services to our senior citizens here throughout Sussex County. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We also have a letter on record. Is that correct, Dave?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Any written comments that are submitted will be part of the hearing record.
George, good morning. Still. Is it?
Good morning. I'm the Clerk of the Peace of Sussex County, and I'm delighted. I represent all the citizens, and I'm delighted to say thank you to the Sussex County Council because they had the good wisdom to approve our fee schedule, which had never been presented by any appointed or anybody else, to save taxpayers money and stopping the ripping off of Sussex County taxpayers. Through your wisdom and approving that unanimously, we now have a fee schedule that does not permit the taxpayers of Sussex County to subsidize all the good people come from Pennsylvania, right, Maryland, New Jersey. It's an outrage for people to do that. The reason it was because those monies clearly were considered tips and put in the pockets of the Clerk of the Peace. That's what an elected Clerk of the Peace does. Another thing, those fee schedules would not have occurred and would not have happened had we not had the intervention of the County Administrator, Mr. Dave Baker, which I'm deeply appreciative, and the attorney. That represented a milestone in the change in the office of the Clerk of the Peace. Absolutely. The people who do not believe in elected Clerk of the Peace are just dead wrong. Not only are we going to protect the taxpayers and save them money, we've already changed in legislation. You name me one other Clerk of the Peace, appointed or otherwise, who works 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, anytime. I want to see a government employee who would be willing to do that. We've also had contacts with the State General Assembly. We've changed our laws to enable people now to have a uniform law of 24 hours, just like Delawareans do. The Chamber of Commerce benefits that. The taxpayers of Sussex County benefit because we have more revenue, tourism, and keeps the taxes low. We have an opportunity where I was outraged when I found out that a minor child could get married in the state if she were pregnant without any knowledge of the parents or legal guardians. That is an outrage. Mm-hmm. Elected clerks of peace are answerable to the public, and that's what makes a difference. We had a recent case where the county attorney had to assist us, and people allegedly officiating marriages didn't have the authority. We spent a lot of time on that, resolving that, and addressing it. That's what an elected clerk of the peace can do. We're not going to tolerate, during my watch, Sussex County taxpayers being ripped off. We're not going to tolerate minor children not being properly protected. And we're not going to permit mental health patients who previously could have gotten married on their lunchtime without proper authorization. That's an outrage. That's what an elected clerk of the peace does. So I am deeply appreciative of this Sussex County Council and the benefit and the support you've given the legislation that we have proposed. We will be proposing additional legislation. The people who think that the clerk of the peace is a low-level job without any realization is wrong. For example, we had a bill, House Bill 339, that wanted to raise the marriage rates, take and usurp the authority of this Sussex County Council and have it superimposed and tell you what to do by the state. I vigorously protested that. We in Sussex County have a right, a privilege, and an opportunity to sustain and protect our taxpayers and our way of life. And as long as I'm the clerk of the peace, and I will continue to be elected, I thank you for your support, and you certainly have mine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, George.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
I'm Bernice Edwards, and I'm the Executive Director of First State Community Action Agency. First of all, I would like to thank the council for all of your previous support of First State Community Action Agency. But I'm here this morning before you to ask your support with our agency with the renovation of a building that we house our central office on Ray Street in Georgetown. As you know, we are housed in a more than 50-year-old lumber yard, a building, the old Russ Weir building. At this time, I'm asking the council for your support or to help us with the renovation of First State Community Action Agency. At this point, we looked at the costs for a new building, and knowing with the economic times the way they are, which would have been more than $4 million, which we know that is a lot of money right now. But to renovate that building, it would cost us $500,000. We have asked other foundations to help us. The total cost of that building would be $500,000. At this point, we have received some funding from the Longwood Foundation for Capital Improvement, also the Welfare Foundation. The renovations that we are asking, that it will address some severe deficiencies of the building, which are now long overdue. Our goal is to renovate and reconfigure and upgrade the interior of the agency, our headquarters right now. We want to install 4 new doors, upgrade our offices, install rain gutters, because on the back of the building, it's really bad. And we would like, with the renovation, we will be able to create additional space for 100 additional kids in our after-school homework program. At the present time, at our Georgetown site, we have well over 125 kids in our after-school homework program. We have a building next door. We house them on Ray Street. We house them in our building, and we need the additional space. We want to create also, with that renovation, we will be able to see an additional 100 first-time home buyers and over 300 additional people who are experiencing mortgage defaults. And the most, I guess, one of the most important things that we can do is add some windows. We are in a building with no windows. When I walk in the morning, I don't know whether it's raining, whether it's light or dark until I go out in the afternoons. So we can get some building. We need to expand the air condition to the building. So what I'm asking the council, if you would be so kind, to think of First Aid during this budget time to help us with some support for our new building. I can say last year we saw over 10,000 unduplicated households. We're seeing an increase in the services that we provide to low to moderate income individuals here in Sussex County. So whatever the county, the council would be favored to support First Aid with, I would appreciate that. And thank you.
Thank you, Minnie.
Anyone
else?
We
also have a letter on that on file, is that correct, Dave?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Wilson?
Morning, Dave.
Morning. David Wilson, 17968 Halflinger Road, Lincoln, Sussex County, Register of Wills. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank President Jones and the member of the council for a great job that you, I feel that you've done with the budget. You've definitely kept Sussex County in mind. And I've heard earlier referred to that, you know, people retiring here. And the money that Sussex County that we receive from Register of Wills is between $850,000 and $1 million a year. And it definitely, you guys have done a great job of what you had to work with. And I just want to thank you publicly. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. Thank
Anyone
you.
Else on the budget? Let the record show that we have recognized everybody who wanted to speak concerning the budget. Do you have any questions before we close the record?
I got a couple. Now, do we vote on each one prior to that, or do we do all one? I know every year we kind of shift around.
I think it would make sense to wait till the end to vote on them because some of the they kind of overlap. So could I mention that we do have a number of grant requests, some of which were comments we heard today, some of which we did not. We have a list of roughly $900,000 worth of grant requests, some very worthwhile agencies in the county that serve some very important functions. And we have been able to honor almost 200,000 of them in the proposed budget.
And everything that we have in front of us, we have either some correspondence on record. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We also have a letter from the Bethany Fenwick Area Chamber of Commerce thanking council for including the County Economic Development Office and Director in the fiscal 2009 budget. Would it be acceptable to you if we close the record and then proceed to the next hearing?
Absolutely.
Okay. Since there's no one else that wants to, of the public who wants to be recognized, we will close the public hearing on the budget ordinance, but hold off on voting until we have completed the other two hearings. The next hearing is a public hearing on the